Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, November 21st, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is trading in tight and mixed ranges this morning as traders continue to digest the implications, or lack thereof, of yesterday's employment numbers. Adding to the uncertainty is the ongoing lack of consensus within the Federal Reserve. Fed Governor Paulson has expressed caution ahead of December's policy meeting, citing concerns about the apparent weakness in the labor market. On the other hand, Fed President Williams has taken a more dovish stance, arguing that current monetary policy is too restrictive and signaling room for an interest rate cut in the near term. Williams' comments have had a notable impact on market sentiment, driving the probability of a December interest rate cut back up to 62.8%. In geopolitical news, the United States and Russia have jointly proposed a peace plan aimed at ending the conflict in Ukraine. The proposal includes the formal annexation of Crimea, Donetsk, and Luhansk by Russia, along with the gradual lifting of sanctions and other concessions. Meanwhile, today marks a critical deadline for U.S. companies to halt purchases of crude oil from Russian giants Rosneft and Lukoil. This move is expected to disrupt Russia's 7% share of the global crude oil market, adding another layer of complexity to the energy sector. Now, let's turn our attention to the Swiss franc. The franc is down slightly against the U.S. dollar this morning, weighed down by weak import and export numbers for October. The drag of tariffs continues to pressure the Swiss economy, and the Swiss National Bank is facing mounting calls to take action. With the franc sitting at some of its strongest levels of all time, intervention by the SNB is beginning to look like the only viable option. However, with interest rates already at 0% and a strong reluctance to return to negative rates, the path forward for Swiss policymakers remains uncertain. Shifting gears to the Japanese yen, the currency is holding near a 35-year low against the greenback. Overnight, Bank of Japan member Koda signaled that the central bank could hike rates as soon as December, rather than waiting until the new year as previously expected. As we wrap up, here are a few things to keep an eye on. The UK budget release next Wednesday, November 26, which could have significant implications for inflation and monetary policy. Developments in the US and Russia's proposed peace plan and its potential impact on global markets. And, of course, any updates from the Federal Reserve as we approach December's policy meeting. That concludes our market update for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for your daily FX briefing. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.